Fahey says she... Governor Andrew Cuomo has held briefings for 75 straight days during the pandemic, but the legislative session in Albany, scheduled to run through June, has slowed to a crawl after the budget passed in early April. I spoke with 109th District Assemblywoman Pat Fahey about what comes next. Typically works nearly 12 hours a day, and the Albany Democrat says the pandemic hasn't slowed her down. Thursday, she co-moderated a virtual town hall with 108th District Assemblyman John McDonald, also a Democrat, then joined the entire Assembly majority for a lengthy online conference.
We spent 3.5 hours on a conference call with the Commissioner of Labor, just trying to address the thousands of individuals who are backlogged in receiving unemployment insurance funds. So while they've already processed 2 million, every member in the state has a backlog of 100 to multiple hundreds of individuals who have not been able to access their benefits yet.
Fahey says lawmakers, like everybody else, are anxious to get the economy back on track.
Technically, this is around the time when we'd be winding down by the end of June. This year, as with everything else, given the complete tragedy and upheaval of the pandemic that we are all still grappling with, I expect that we could come back at any time this year, hopefully sooner rather than later. We are in desperate need of that fourth stimulus. These are federal dollars to help address rent relief issues, to help address education, both K-12 and higher ed, let alone a myriad of other issues. And if we do not get those federal dollars for state and local governments, we will be looking at very serious budget cuts that none of us want to do. But as you've read, we are already about $13 billion in the hole or a shortfall for just this year.
Fahey notes there are more than 300 new bills pending, mostly related to the pandemic. She adds lawmakers have a lot to do when it comes to nursing homes.
As you know, a colleague has requested the independent investigation of the nursing homes, but I've also got concerns about how the solutions that we're looking at right now, we need to test more, but we also need to make sure that it's done in a way that helps solve the problem, not add to more problems within the nursing home.
Fahey says she has had a keen interest in what's happening with nursing homes since the pandemic began.
I should be clear, I'm one that has spoken to the Attorney General's office and looked for serious intervention with regard to the deaths and other tragedies in our nursing homes. At the same time, though, I think the current proposal for testing 2 times a week in all of our nursing homes is not targeted. We still have shortages of tests up here. And the same day that directive came out, our nursing homes and hospitals were told that the Wadsworth labs would no longer even process the tests. And by the way, the tests take 3 to 5 days to get results. So I think it's well-intended to try to get at the crisis of the nursing homes, but this is not the way to solve it. We need a more targeted approach. We need to do a round of testing, absolutely, and then go from there to get at where the real problem areas are among a number of the nursing homes, but far from all of them.
Fahey says she will know more once the governor releases his proposed budget cuts.
So good news, bad news. Lots of work to do.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.